The Buffalo Sabres wrap up a 7-game homestand tomorrow night against the New York Rangers. They defeated the New York Islanders 3-1 Tuesday night. Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us for this week's Behind the Bench. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
The Sabres are 3-2-1 on the homestand. Last week, we talked about how porous their defense has been, but they've tightened up recently, giving up a total of 5 goals over their last 3 games.
And one of those is an empty net goal. So, I mean, they've done a complete 180 here in the last week or so. And it really reached a point last week after losing to Carolina 6-5 in overtime that if they didn't start cleaning things up, the season was really going to slip away from them because they were paying no attention to defense. They were giving up 4 or 5 or more goals a game. It went on for a few weeks, and they were just a mess. And I think that loss embarrassed them. I think it had forced them to change. And now for these last 3 games, they've showcased the commitment, the want to play defense. And in the end, it's really what it comes down to, I think. They've shown they can play defense. It's just a matter of if they want to. And when they do it, they can do it pretty well. And beating the Detroit Red Wings at home on Saturday afternoon was really a terrific victory. It not only stopped the bleeding, but they showed they can do it again, and they can play the right way, the way they're going to have to play down the stretch here to win hockey games. And I've probably said this a few times, but if the Sabres do come back and grab a playoff spot, maybe look to that game as one of the turning points in their season.
Some strong goaltending once again from Linus Ullmark in that game. The Sabres right now are 2 points behind the final wildcard playoff spot. After that loss to a good Winnipeg team on Sunday, Jack Eichel said the idea of moral victories are a thing of the past. If they're going to make the postseason, they need to earn points on a consistent basis.
And those were some strong words from Jack Eichel. They're still a young team, finding their way, whatever you want to call it, but they've progressed enough where, I mean, they were first overall in November. They won 10 games in a row. They're in the thick of the playoff hunt. Sure, they can take a little solace that they played Winnipeg, a true Stanley Cup contender, down to the wire, and probably could have eked out a point by reaching overtime or even a win. But, I mean, in the end, they lost. They didn't get a point. So I think you could have called it a moral victory for the Sabres maybe very early this season last year, back before they became a playoff contender. But at this point in the season, almost 60 games in, if they lose, they should be angry. I don't think they should take much out of it.
Well, you asked Phil Housley about the play of the fourth line the other night. That's Johan Larsson, Zemgus Girgensson, and Kyle Oposo. They sealed the game with a goal late in the third. What did Housley have to say about that trio?
Well, a week or two ago, I asked Phil Housley about the line, and I called it the fourth line, and he kind of corrected me and said, I don't think it's the fourth line. And they have, I mean, you look at the ice time, you look at their production, and they've probably been the Sabres' second or third line. They've been that good. And they just play with a certain tenacity. They're aggressive. They can turn pucks over deep in the zone. And we saw that Tuesday night where Zemgus Girgensson's forced a turnover deep in the zone. Kyle Oposo got in the slot, and Johan Larsson buried the puck. They've been one of the few constants here for the Sabres the last few weeks, and I really think that's a line that Phil Housley will utilize down the stretch.
Some quick injury updates. Casey Mittelstadt missed Tuesday's game. Looks like that's not a serious injury.
Well, he skated Tuesday morning and left the skate a little bit early and was a game-time decision, and officially he's day-to-day, so I would think it's not that serious.
And Zach Bogosian, Matt Hunwick's been playing in his place over Nathan Beaulieu.
Zach Bogosian's day-to-day with a lower body injury. And it's interesting that Phil Housley has chosen Matt Hunwick over Nathan Beaulieu. Matt Hunwick missed the first part of the season with a neck injury. He played a couple games before Christmas, sat for a month, played another game, sat again for a little bit. Matt Hunwick's a pretty solid veteran, depth defenseman. I definitely think he's an asset for the Sabres. But Nathan Beaulieu's played pretty well at times this season. He's had a nice comeback season for the Sabres. He offers them a physical dimension I think they don't always have. So at this point, Nathan Beaulieu's played sparingly over the last 5-6 weeks. He's requested a trade. My thought is that maybe some point soon that they just deal him.
The Sabres host the Rangers tomorrow night at the arena, then a game Sunday in New Jersey against the Devils. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.